感谢主，我们来到第二天晚上的信息。
Praise the Lord that we've come to our second evening.
我们仍是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And we are still speaking about Jesus of Nazarene.
今天这个题目一直很感动我。
And this topic has continually moved me.
拿撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus the Nazarene.
我们请圣中弟兄还给我们读圣经。
And Brother Stephen will read in Chinese for us.
另外今天第一处的经文在马太福音第二章第一节到第二节。
Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 and 2.
当希律王的时候，耶稣身在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生下来做犹太人诸王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
第六节，犹大帝的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来。
Verse 6, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
马太福音十二章四十一节到四十二节。
Matthew 12, verses 41 to 42.
当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的，就悔改了。看哪、啊，在这里有一人比约拿更大。当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这世代的罪，因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧话。看哪、啊，在这里有一人比所罗门更大。
The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And indeed, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here.
马太福音十七章第一节到第三节。
Matthew 17, verses 1, 2, 3.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him.
马太福音二十一章第一节到第三节。
Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 to 3.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法其，在橄榄山那里。耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必看见一批驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处，你们解开牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说主要用他，那人必立时让你们牵来。
Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied in a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, and you shall say, The Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them.
马太福音二十一章第八节到十一节。
Chapter 21, verses 8 to 11.
众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上，前行后随的众人喊着说， 何塞纳归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。高高在上何塞纳，耶稣进了耶路撒冷，何城都惊动了，说这是谁？众人说这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And we had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? So the multitudes said, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee.
约翰福音十八章三十五节到三十七节。
Gospel of John, chapter 18.
三十五节到三十七节。
Verses 35 to 37.
比拉多说：“我岂是犹太人呢？你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事呢？”耶稣回答说：“我的国不属这世界。”我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。只是我的国不属这世界。比拉多就对他说：“这样，你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。”
Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
使徒行传第一章第一节到第三节。
Acts chapter 1 verses 1 to 3.
提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开口一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被接上升的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天向他们显现，说神国的事。
The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
使徒行传第四章十到十二节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 10 to 12.
你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这人得痊愈，是因你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了绊脚的头块石头。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is a stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
最后一处经文在《使徒行传》二十八章三十节到三十一节。
Lastly, Acts chapter 28, verses 30 and 31.
保罗在自己所租的房子里住住了足足两年，凡来见他的人，他全都接待，放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
在约翰福音第一章
In John chapter 1,
主耶稣他得着开始得着许多门徒。
Jesus starts to gather his disciples.
他先得着彼得和他的兄弟安德烈。
He first gained Peter and his brother Andrew.
然后主得着了腓力。
And then Philip.
腓力又把主耶稣介绍给拿单叶。
And then Philip introduced Jesus to Nathanael.
腓力对拿单叶说：“摩西的律法。”
And Philip told Nathanael about the law of Moses.
先知的书。
And the prophets.
所记的这一位，我们遇见了。
We have met the one whom the law of Moses and the prophets have
spoken of. 就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
It is Jesus of Nazareth.
这拿单叶不好办，这个人。
But Nathanael was difficult.
比彼得费力要难办多了。
And he was a much more troublesome than Philip.
他说拿单叶哪里出过什么好的。
And he says, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
拿单叶是个很卑微的地方。
And
卑微的地方，卑微，不好的地方。
And Nazareth is, it's not a very good place.
从来没有出过大人物。
And no one famous has ever come from there.
腓力的福音啊，到这里完了。
And so Philip's gospel ends right there.
其实他讲错了。
But he said the wrong thing.
主耶稣也不是拿撒勒人，主耶稣是伯利恒人。
Actually, Jesus was not from Nazareth. He's from Bethlehem.
所以拿单耶稣那拿撒勒出过什么好东西？出过什么好的
？And that's why Nathanael says, "What good has anything good ever come out of Nazareth?"
腓力讲了一句最好的话。
And Philip responds so well.
他讲不下去了。
Because there's nothing else for him to say.
请你来看。
He says, "Come and see."
对耶稣基督有最大的信心。
And this is the greatest faith in Jesus.
我对你没有办法。
I can't, I don't have an answer for you.
主有办法。
But Jesus does.
你来看。
Just come and see.
好，拿单也看见一主了。
And Nathanael saw Jesus.
主说，这是个真以色列人。
And Jesus says, this is a true Israelite.
心中没有诡诈的。
In whom there is no guile.
拿单也不客气顶撞主了。
And Nathanael was not polite in responding.
你从哪里知道我？
How do you know me?
你第一次看见我。
This is the first time you've seen me.
你怎么就知道我是真以色列人？
How do you know I am a true Israelite?
你怎么就知道我心里没有诡诈？
How do you know I am without guile?
说拿单也是个人不好办的。
And Nathanael is truly, he's
difficult. 他也顶撞主了。
And he's coming up against Jesus.
你从哪里知道我？
Where do you know me from?
就出了句惊人的话了。
And Jesus says something amazing.
腓力还没有招呼你。
Because, he says, before Philip called you.
你在无花果树底下，我已经看见你了。
When you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
读圣经的人到这里了，都是个问题啊。
And here's a question when we read the Bible.
主耶稣那句话怎么叫拿单有这么大的转变呢？
How did this one sentence cause such a
great turn? 拿单就完全服下来了。
Change, a great change for Nathanael.
你是神的儿子。
And he completely submits himself and says,
你是以色列的君王。
Surely you are the son of God, the king of Israel.
为什么有这么大的转变？
How did such a great change come about?
这里头还有很大的讲究的。
And there is something very delicate about
the situation.
当然，
主开人的眼，那是没有话说的。
Yes, Jesus opens people's eyes.
这是主耶稣做的工作。
This is the work of the Lord.
到处开人的眼睛。
He does this everywhere.
他也开了拿单叶的眼睛了。
He opens Nathanael's eyes.
但这里面还有故事的。
But there's another story behind this.
无花果，这以色列的国徽。
And the fig tree, it is the national symbol of Israel.
代表以色列的王权呢。
It represents the kingship of Israel.
那个时候以色列亡国好多年了。
And at that time, Israel was without a state for many years.
而拿单也不仅爱神。
And Nathanael, not only did he love God.
也很爱国家。
He loved his country.
真是想念以色列的王权呢。
And he longed for the kingship of Israel.
所以他站在无花果树底下。
And so he stood beneath that fig tree.
想念以色列的王权。
Longing for the king of Israel.
盼望以色列的王权快快的恢复。
And hoping for the restoration of the kingship of Israel.
这是他心中的秘密。
And this was a secret in his own heart.
只有他自己知道的。
He alone knew this.
主耶稣把他说穿了。
Yet Jesus exposed him.
你在无花果树底下。
While you were under that fig tree.
我已经看见你了。
I already saw you.
腓立浮下来了。
And so Philip, Nathaniel.
你是神的儿子。
Nathaniel, he submits himself to
this. 你是以色列的君王。
You are the son of God, the king of Israel.
主再说，因为我说在无花果树底下。
Not only because when the Lord said, I saw you beneath the fig tree.
你就信吗?
And the Lord says, just because of that, do you believe?
我告诉你，你要看见更大的事。
You will see greater things than this.
要看见神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
You will see the angels of heaven coming and going, ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
一下主耶稣吧，创世纪二十八章，雅各看见天梯带来了。
And suddenly Jesus brings in the heavenly ladder from Genesis 28.
雅各的天梯在犹太人中间太有名了。
And this is a renowned ladder, Jacob's ladder.
雅各那天离开家。
And that day when Jacob left his home.
走到旷野的路上。
And he came into the wilderness.
不知道怎么办好，天已经晚了。
And he didn't know what to do.
天色晚了，在旷野是最不安全的地方。
And the darkness fell upon him, and he is in the wilderness.
在神的手大能的主宰之下。
And in the hands of God.
他是拿回石头当做枕头。
He takes up a stone and uses it as a
pillow. 雅各这个人很刚强啊。
And he's a strong man.
你想得开啊。
And I don't know how he thought of this.
明天不知道要怎样了。
Didn't know what to do tomorrow.
明天再说啊。
We'll see when tomorrow comes.
到晚上先睡觉再说。
I'll sleep first tonight, and then we'll see.
拿回石头当枕头。
And picks up a rock as a pillow.
我是雅各的话，我没有枕头，也不会拿石头当枕头的。
And if I were Jacob, I'd rather not use a rock and go to sleep.
石头当枕头多不舒服啊。
How uncomfortable is a rock?
所以神有主权在主宰的主权呢。
And so God has his lordship here.
石头在圣经预表复活啊。
And this rock, it is resurrection.
你们相信我的解经，我今天没办法给你公布给你们讲。
I don't have time to go through it, but trust me, this is what it is.
圣经除了用石头打死他，那石头没有意义。
And other than the sentence where it says stone him to death, and it has no meaning.
整本旧约讲石头都代表复活。
When we speak of the stones, the rocks, it is resurrection.
他头枕在石头上。
And so he lays his head down upon the rock.
做了个异梦。
And he has a vision.
这个大大的异梦啊，神给他大启示了。
And he has a great dream.
看这个天梯站在天地中间。
And he sees this ladder.
那一个头顶着天。
And on one end it is reaching to the heavens. And on the other it is upon the earth.
耶和华神在天梯的上面。
And the Lord is upon the ladder.
使者上去下来在天梯上面。
And his angels are descending and ascending upon this ladder.
这个天梯的意象太大了。
This is a great vision.
使者上去。
Angels ascending,
把人一切的需要呈到神面前,
and bringing with them all the needs of man.
使者下来,
and angels descending,
把主神的一切丰富带到人间,
bringing all the abundance of the Lord into the realm of man.
而在约翰第一章主耶稣说他就是那个天梯,
and in John 1, Jesus tells us he is that ladder.
天梯是什么?
What is that ladder?
天和地的连接的地方。
It is that connection between heaven and earth.
神和人连接的地方。
It is that communion between God and man.
主耶稣道成肉身来到人间了。
And Jesus, the Word became flesh, walked among men.
主就是那个天梯。
He is is that ladder?
什么叫做天梯？
And so what is the ladder?
这是世界上唯一的通天的道路。
It is the only way on earth to get to heaven.
今天世界的交通最发达了。
And we have such an established means of communication and transportation.
我可以随着我的意思，无论到什么地方去都可以。
And at will, I can go anywhere I want.
全世界都是路。
The world is full of roads.
全世界的路都是横的。
And all these roads are horizontal.
没有条直的路的，对不对？
There is not yet a vertical road, yes?
你走过条直的路没有？
Have you walked on the vertical road?
只有一条直的路。
There is only one.
地上通天的道路。
And it is the way that brings us from earth to heaven.
通到主那里的道路。
All the way unto God.
我们怎么能够达到天上？
And how is it that we come into
heaven? 我们怎么能够找到主那里？
How do we come before the Lord?
耶稣基督就是天梯。
Jesus Christ, He is that
他的神和人连接的地方。
He is where God communes with man.
他天和地连接的地方。
He is that connection between heaven and heaven.
你达到耶稣，你要看见更大的事。
And he tells Nathanael, "You will see greater things."
神的使者上去下来。
The angels of heaven ascending and descending.
在人子身上。
Upon the Son of Man.
我就是那个天梯。
I am that heavenly ladder.
我就是唯一通神的道路。
I am the only way to God.
通天的道路。
I am the only way to heaven.
看见更大的事了。
And you will see greater things.
天梯也受到极大的恩典。
And this heavenly ladder is a great grace given.
这条路那么高啊，从地到天啊，你要爬得要命了呀。
And such a high road, it would be great exertion to climb on it.
你不知道怎么爬呀。
How would you climb upon it?
所以它这个梯啊。
And that is why it is a ladder.
什么叫梯啊？
What is a ladder?
一级一级的叫做梯，对不对？
It is scaffolded out step by step.
跨第一级很容易。
Easy to step on the first step.
任何人都很容易跨上第一级了。
Everyone can get up to the first rung.
从第一级跨第二级很容易。
Easily, you can get from the first rung to the second rung.
很快跨上第二级了。
Very quickly.
你跨个一二十级也都很容易。
You can go up 20, 30 steps.
你往下一看呢。
When you look down,
你就站在很高的地方了。
You're standing on higher ground.
梯这个极大的恩典的。
What a great grace is the ladder.
我们追求主啊。
And so we pursue the Lord.
我们走主的道路。
And we walk in the way of the Lord.
主是这个天梯。
He is that heavenly
ladder. 浩大救恩啊。
And he is that great salvation.
一级一级往上走的。
And we go up, rung by rung.
主引导我们。
And he gives us guidance.
从浅入深往上走的。
And we start out in the shallow end and we go into the deep.
跨一级都很容易。
It is easy to get that first
one. 跨第二级也容易。
Easy to get to the second.
每跨一级都容易。
Every step is an easy step.
你走了不久啊。
And not long after.
你发现你站在很高的地方了。
You discover you're standing in a very high place.
离开地那么远，离开主近了。
And you've left earth very far off and you're closer to God.
天梯是极大的恩典。
It is a great grace.
主告诉拿单耶。
And so the Lord here tells Nathanael.
我就是那个天梯。
I am that ladder.
你要看见人子使者上去下来在人子身上。
And you shall see the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of
Man. 那上来的耶稣就是天梯。
And Jesus of Nazareth, he is that ladder.
唯一通天的地方。
He is the only way to get to heaven.
唯一通主的地方。
He is the only way to get to the Lord.
今天我们都有心来爬这个天梯。
Let us all have a heart to and a will.
主的道路容易走。
To climb up the ladder. It is easy.
主的浩大的救恩容易经历。
And it is easy to experience this great salvation.
话放在我面前的只有一件。
There's only one thing before me.
是我要学的。
And that is what
是我要经历的。
That I have chosen, that I will experience.
是本经历的书。
And the Bible is a book of experiences.
很多地方我们不懂。
Many places that we don't understand.
但是我们没有经历。
Because we don't have that experience.
我们经历了。
Once we have that experience.
哦，就是这样。
We'll say that's the way it is.
我经历的神那么容易把我带过来了。
Once we experience it, the Lord so easily brings us through it.
这是个天梯。
This is a heavenly ladder.
我们一级一级往上走。
And so we go up step by step.
一生走天梯的道路。
And all our lives we are climbing on this ladder.
从地上一直走到天上。
From the earth to the heavens.
我们一生走这条路。
And all our lives we are walking this way.
从我们这里一直走到主那里。
All the way until the Lord.
每一步路都不觉得不好滑。 每一步路很好滑。
And every step is an easy step.
走过一段时候就觉得你很高了。
And after a while you'll feel like you're pretty high up.
真的走主道路的人不会觉得很高的啊。 你若觉得你自己很高的, 地震了。
Yes, it's an earthquake. Should we vacate?
不要紧了，地震过去了呗。没有过去。好，感谢主，叫我们经历一下地震了啊。
Praise the Lord.
一直走到主那里。
Until we come before the Lord.
大家不要为着地震鼓掌了啊。Earthquakes
do not need applause.
这是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And this is Jesus of Nazareth.
他是生在伯利恒。
He was born in Bethlehem.
他是行走在加利利。
And he walked in Galilee.
他住在拿撒勒,
he lived in Nazareth.
最喜欢称自己为拿撒勒人。
And so he called himself Jesus of Nazareth.
生在伯利恒。
He was born in Bethlehem.
他当然是君王。
Of course he is a king.
当主降生了。
And when the Lord descended,
很远智慧人从不远万里而来。
And the Magi, the wise men came from the far east.
都要来朝见主。
They all came before the Lord.
他们到了耶路撒冷。
And they came before Jesus.
看看生下来做犹太人的王在哪里。
And they said, where is the king of Jews?
那个希律啊，是分封的王。
And Herod.
是分封的王，他也是王。
He is the king by name.
他是封在犹太地的王。
And his domain is in Israel.
是罗马帝国把他封在犹太地的君王。
And he was assigned by the Romans to govern over Israel.
听见有另外一个王出现了。
And here now there is another king appearing.
当然心里不安了。
And of course he feels ill at ease.
耶路撒冷那个时候有上百万的人民了。
And in Jerusalem, there are millions of people.
是个很大的都市。
It's a large city.
何成的都不安。
And everyone was unsettled.
两个君王出现要有征战开始了。
If two kings appear simultaneously, that is a battle.
问这个智慧的人问，那生下这个犹太人王在哪里？
And so the wise men asked, where is this king that has been born? And so they've asked the priest.
找这些文士来,
they asked the scribes.
问他们什么问题, 基督要生在什么地方?
And they asked this question, where is Christ
他们说,
to be born?
生在伯利恒。
And they said, in Bethlehem.
现在我们要很惊醒一件事啊,
and we need to be aware of one thing.
这些祭司长跟文士啊,
these scribes and priests,
他们的头脑的知识很准确,
the knowledge they have is very accurate.
他们有很准确的圣经知识,
they have a very detailed
那个知识都没有用啊,
and precise knowledge.
应该生在伯利恒,
but it is useless. They know that he's born in Bethlehem.
因为圣经记着说,
because the Bible
records,
Bethlehem of Judea.
你在犹太诸城中不是最小的。
You are not the smallest.
有一个君王从你那里出来。
And yet a king shall be born from you.
牧养我民以色列。
And it will be in my name.
他们有最准确的知识。
And so it is very, their knowledge is precise.
这个知识死的完全没用。
But it is a dead knowledge.
It is useless. 他们没有要启动，要去寻找耶稣啊。
And they would all look for Jesus.
不像智慧的远，不是远从万里之外来寻找主啊。
And how many have sought Jesus?
美国啊，开车啊，常常挂一个小的字。
And when we see cars in America, we often see a
bumper sticker. 我叫做美国汽车文化。
It is the car culture.
我很喜欢看一看。
I always like to read bumper stickers.
有的有前面那部车啊，挂了个牌子。
And one day I saw one.
我把车子开快一点去看看他写什么呀。
And I drove faster to see what the bumper sticker was.
他写 wise men still seek him.
It says wise men still seek him.
好极了。我找到个真弟兄了。
I found a true brother.
有点我坐一个姊妹的车。
One day I was sitting in a sister's car.
她的 driver 的位上也挂了个牌子。
She also had a bumper sticker.
她说：“当你听见号筒吹响。”
When you hear the trumpet sound.
你发现 driver 不在位置上了。
The driver will no longer be here.
好，他上来了，我说姊妹，你的车我不敢坐。
So I told her I can't really sit in your car.
号筒吹响，主来了。
When the Lord comes.
结果你被提了。我还没把握呢。
You're raptured, but what about me?
你被提了，我可能下来了。
I think I'll be left behind.
你的车是不敢坐。
Then what am I going to do in your car?
这讲笑话了。这个某是智慧人，人就寻找他。
But wise men still seek.
最智慧的人在美国。
The wisest men are in America.
不是第一等的科学家。
The wisest scientists.
是寻找主耶稣的人。
They are not the wisest. It is those who seek the Lord.
科学家也是智慧人。
Scientists, they are also wise men.
那是另外的一种。
They are another type of wise.
最有智慧的人，人就寻找主。
Those who are the wisest are those who seek the Lord.
今天晚上我们就是智慧人。
We are all the wise men tonight.
因为我们寻找主。
Because we seek the Lord.
即刻的寻找主。
We pursue the Lord.
主耶稣生在伯利恒。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
他做君王，有君王出来。
And he is the king.
伯利恒这个字的意思就叫粮食之家。
And Bethlehem means the house of sustenance.
粮食是最重要的东西。
And it is so important to have this sustenance.
今天晚上我不吃，我就没有力气再讲道了。
If I did not eat, I would not have strength to preach.
每天要吃。
We need to eat every day.
一天三次要吃。
We should eat three times a day.
我们的健康。
Our health.
和我们吃的东西发生关系的，对不对？
Is related to what we eat.
吃东西营养好，我们身体健康。
We will be healthy if we eat nutritiously.
主做君王。
And the Lord, when he is.
因为他掌握属灵的粮食。
Because he is in control of all sustenance.
主用粮食供应所有神的儿女。
And with this sustenance, he provides all for all the children.
用属灵的粮食喂养我们。
And with this sustenance, he feeds us.
这是粮食自家出来的君王。
And this is the king from the house of abundance.
掌握一切属灵的粮食。
And he controls all spiritual sustenance. He is Jesus of Nazarene. And
往前走。
He continues forward.
在以色列人中间呢，三种人最大。
And among the Israelites, there are three people who are
第一种是祭司
significant, the priests.
办理神和人中间的事
And they administrate the logistics between God and man.
第二是先知
The second is the prophet.
把神的话带给以色列
Who brings the word of God into Israel.
第三是君王
And then the king.
管理所有神的百姓
And he governs
成为以色列的三大职分人
the people. These are the three roles.
祭司、先知、君王
priest, prophet, king.
而马太十二章
And then we come to Matthew
特别说 主比祭司更大
The Lord, he is greater than priest.
他是最大的先知
He is the greatest prophet.
最大祭司 主比先知更大
He is greater than prophets.
他是最大的先知。
He is the greatest prophet.
主比君王更大。
He is greater than all the kings.
都举了一个例子。
And he had an example.
主比祭司更大。
He is greater than priests.
那天门徒们犯了个规。
And that day the
那天是安息日。
The disciples they broke the law.
门徒们真是饿了。
It was a Sabbath, but they were hungry.
他们从麦田经过。
And so they walked through this grain field.
就插起麦穗来就吃了。
And they picked the heads of grain to eat.
我想他们饿得蛮厉害的。
I think they must have been pretty hungry.
只有麦穗生的，也被磨成粉，实在不能吃的。
The raw grain, would it's not really edible. 那么
正饿了嘛，就插起麦穗来就吃了。
But if you're so hungry to that point, you're going to pick it.
法利赛人最会找毛病了。好，你们犯了安息日啊。
And the Pharisee says, you broke the law.
主出来为他们辩护。
And so the Lord came out to defend them.
主说大卫那一天进了圣殿。
And he said, well, on the day when David entered
the
temple,
他饿了，他吃了陈设饼。
And he was hungry and he ate the shewbread.
他也把陈设饼给他的从者吃。
And he passed it out and gave it to his followers.
大卫犯安息日比我的门徒要厉害多了。
And he broke the law to an even greater degree.
他人就没有罪。
Yet he was without sin.
主的规则饿了就该吃。
Because by the standards of God, if you're hungry, you should eat.
门徒们没有错。
And so the disciples were not wrong.
大卫饿了吃陈设饼了，还不吃麦穗了。
David didn't even eat the heads of grain; he ate the showbread.
主说看啊。
And so he says, "Behold."
在这里有一个人比你更大。
There is one here who is greater than the temple.
人只是安息日的主。
He is the Lord of the Sabbath.
为什么有安息日？
Why is there a Sabbath?
安息日是预表人子的。
It is the symbol of the Son of Man.
主才把真安息带来了。
He brings the true Sabbath.
主也提到先知了。
And then he mentions the prophets.
主也举个例。
And gives an example.
举约拿先知。
And Jonah was a prophet.
这约拿这个先知，有个约拿书啊，专门讲约拿的。
And the book of Jonah speaks of Jonah.
我真的觉得约拿不是个大先知。
And I don't find him to be a great prophet.
约拿也不是个树林生命非常了不起先知。
And he was not a spiritual giant.
这个人很 stubborn 的。
He was a very stubborn man.
很顽固的约拿。
He was stubborn.
到后来，最后遇到，到最后跟神生气啊。
And finally, he loses his temper with God.
神要个蓖麻树长起来，把头盖住了。
The Lord causes this tree to cover him.
让他不让太阳暴晒他。
Or else he would be exposed.
神又打发一个虫把这个蓖麻树咬了。
But then the Lord sends a worm to eat the tree.
他没有
个
遮盖头的蓖麻树了。
And now it is no, he no longer has that covering.
让他生气了。
And so he loses his temper.
对神生气了。
And he is angry.
神说蓖麻树也不是你栽的，也不是你种的。
And he said, you did not sow this tree.
你尚且还爱护它了。
And why would you love the tree?
因为约拿跟神有个交涉的来往了。
And Jonah has this interaction.
神打发他去尼尼微传神的话。
The Lord sent him to Nineveh.
再过40天，尼尼微城要倾覆了。
And to tell them, in 40 days, Nineveh shall be destroyed.
约拿不去。
But Jonah did not go.
约拿说：“我认识神。”
And Jonah says, "I know God."
你是满了慈爱、满了怜悯的神。
You're a God full of loving kindness.
我去讲40天要倾覆了。
And if I go to say 40 days,
你的怜悯心肠，只要他们有一点悔改，你就不轻浮他们了。
That they will be destroyed, and I know you, God, you are so full of love.
那我讲的话都不算数了，都不应验了。
If they repent, then you will repent, and then what I say will no longer hold true.
不去传这个话。
And so I'm not going to go say it.
他就做了一个船上面走走。
So he goes and he takes a ship.
就逃避神了。
To escape from God.
海里起了风和浪了。
And the winds and the storm arise.
那个船要倾覆了。
And the storm, the boat is about to.
那个开船的人嘛，他说我们中有一人得罪神了。
Be capsized. So the captain says someone here has offended God.
我们把他摇签摇出来。
And so let us have a lottery.
就抽签抽出约拿来了。
And so they see Jonah.
约拿说是我。
And Jonah says it's me.
你只要把我丢在海里，风浪就停了。
And he says, just throw me in the sea and this wind and the storm will stop.
我在逃避神呢。
Because I'm trying to escape from God.
他们就把约拿丢在海里。
And so they threw Jonah into the sea.
神安排叫大鱼把约拿吞了。
And the Lord arranges for this great fish.
就在这个地方约拿有点像主了。
Swallow Jonah. And in this he was a little like the Lord.
他在大鱼肚腹里很好的一个祷告。
And in the belly of the fish he prays a great prayer.
主说他在大鱼里面。肚腹中间的三天三夜。
And the Lord said, when he was in that belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
就是说明人只在地里面三天三夜。
And this speaks of the Son of Man in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights.
他就是这件事情。预表主的复三天三夜在地里面的。
And this represents the resurrection of the Lord.
所以约拿这个人呢，整个约拿记我们读完了，约拿是个很顽固的老头子。
And so our conclusion at the end of Jonah is he was a very stubborn man.
老是逃避神的。
He's always escaping from God.
到了最后嘛，跟神生气了。
And then he loses his temper.
神说，匹马术不是你种的。
And the Lord and God says, "You did not plant the tree."
不是你栽的。
And you did not.
你尚且怜恤他。
Why would you have?
何况你尼尼微城呢
？A heart for this tree.
在那个城里面，不能分辨左右手的人有多少？啊？十二万还是八万？很多很多啊，不能分辨左右手，就是婴孩。
How much more should you have mercy on Nineveh?
使得我气的不顾惜你尼尼微呢
？There were a bunch of people who could not.
所以，主约拿这个先知啊，是一个不讲理的一个老顽固啊。
And so, Jonah, this prophet, he is
在这一个点上，他预表主。
And on this, he represents the Lord.
三日三夜在大鱼肚子里。
And 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish.
说明主的从死里复活。
And he resurrects.
所以主用他，有一个人比约拿更大。
And so the Lord uses him as an example. There is one here who is greater than Jonah.
最后说君王了。
And he comes now to the king.
以色列的君王是大卫最有名。
David is the greatest king.
这大卫是个征战的君王。
He is a king who battles.
大卫的儿子所罗门起来了。
And his son Solomon.
他是个平安的君王。
Who was a king of peace.
大卫一生得了金银数不过来啊。
And the countless treasures of David.
都给所罗门。
Were all given to Solomon.
大卫把一切仇敌都征服了。
And all his enemies were.
把一个平安的一个国度给所罗门。
Subdued, and he gave a kingdom of peace to Solomon.
所罗门最享受了。
And Solomon, he could enjoy this.
没有一个君王享受像所罗门那样的。
And not, there's no king that can enjoy life like Solomon.
他的生活最奢华了。
He had such an opulent life.
他是最享受的君王。
And he had such a life of he enjoyed everything.
所以主把所罗门做君王来比较。
And so he compares himself to Solomon.
看哪，有一个比所罗门更大。
Behold, there is one that is greater than Solomon.
在所罗门一生当中。
And in Solomon's life,
有一件事很有名。
There is something that was very outstanding.
非洲十八女王来朝见所罗门。
The Queen of Sheba comes to visit Solomon.
十八女王现在在非洲的阿比西尼亚，现在国家还在。
And that is the Queen of Ethiopia.
我们圣母圣教会去常常去那个地方。
And the San Jose Church goes there a lot.
去传福音啊。
To preach the gospel.
很多的照片带来了。
Lots of pictures.
那个地方很特别。
It's a special place.
到现在他们的皮肤的颜色跟非洲人也不大一样的。
And even their skin has a different tone than the rest of Africa.
他们称自己为所罗门的子孙。
They call themselves the descendants of Solomon.
好像现在以色列国家也承认他们了。
And Israel also acknowledges them.
那个南方女王来朝见所罗门。
And the queen of the south, she comes
要听所罗门的智慧话。
Wants to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
主说南方女王要起来定这世代的罪。
And the Lord says, the queen of the south, she shall condemn this generation.
他们不远万里来听所罗门的智慧话。
She came from afar to hear Solomon's wise words.
在这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
But here is one that is greater than Solomon.
主是最大的君王。
He is the greatest king.
今天我们都要听主的话。
And today we should all hear the word of the Lord.
主比先知更大。
He is greater than the prophets.
主比祭司更大。
He is greater than the priests.
主比君王更大。
And he is greater than the king.
先知、祭司、君王。
Prophet, priest, and king.
三个职分的意义 归结在主身上。
All of the meaning of these three roles have concluded in the Lord.
主为我们办理属天的事。
He administrates for us the heavenly issues.
带我们经过各样属灵的经历。
He brings us through all sorts of spiritual experiences.
主是最大先知。
He is the greatest prophet.
因为我们讲神的话。
He speaks the word of God.
主是最大君王。
He is the greatest king.
在我们里面管理我们。
He governs from within.
有没有管理你？
Does he govern in your heart?
有没有？
Does he?
有一天我年轻的时候啊。
One day when I was young,
和一个同工啊,
with the other co-worker,
那个同工是外蒙古人啊,
from, he was Mongolian.
我们两个人骑着脚踏车走路啊,
and so we were riding our bikes.
他忽然间把手在这个脚踏车车把上面用力敲了一下。
And suddenly he took up his hand and he pounded his steering, his handlebar.
岂有此理。
And he said, that.
放不出来。
Oh, he said, ridiculous.
有点像一个。我说你怎么骂人呢？
And I said, why are you yelling about at me?
你骂谁啊？
Who are you talking about?
他说骂主。
He said, the Lord, of course.
他骂主。
I said, the Lord.
你要骂主，我不讲话了。
I said, well, I'm not going to say anything about that.
我骑着脚踏车往前走路了。
And so I kept riding my bike.
谁也不管。
And he said, you don't care about anyone else.
就管我。
You just discipline me.
他被主管烦了。
He was annoyed.
这个当归的讲话没有意思的。
And it's meaningless to say this.
我就唱歌了。
And so I started singing.
与基督同死，何等的安息。
How peaceful to die with Christ.
他胜我里管理我。
He rules within.
这是我们这首诗歌。
It's a hymn.
这何等大的恩典，主管我啊。
What a great grace that the Lord
主是神啊。
Rules in us.
主是创造万有的神啊。
He is the God of creation.
你的事啊，连我都不想管。
I don't even want to know about your issues.
主才不有兴趣管你的事了。
Is the Lord picking on you?
主所以管你的事。
If he does,
主特别爱你啊,
it is because he especially loves you.
你这个乱七八糟的事情我都不要管了。
I don't even care about you.
主是万有的神啊。
He is the Lord of creation.
主怎么有兴趣管你的事?
Why would he be interested in your issues?
我就唱诗歌啊。
And as I sang,
与基督同死何等的安息。
What a peace to die with
Christ. 他胜我里管理我。
He reigns from within.
他忽然讲，弟兄啊，我犯罪了。
Suddenly he said, "Brother, I've sinned."
我得罪主了。
I've sinned against the Lord.
我可不。
And I said, "Yes."
真正得罪主。
Yes, you have.
还敢骂主了，还敢。
And you were so bold as to yell at the Lord.
主不想管你的事。
The Lord doesn't want.
弟兄，你的事连我都不想管。
To pick on you, I don't want. I don't care about your issues at all.
主这么大呀。
The Lord is so great.
主哪有兴趣管你的事？
He's not interested in these issues.
主太爱你了。
It is because he loves you.
真是爱你啊。
It is because he loves you.
连你这个乱七八糟的事，主一件一件管的。
Even your mess, he is cleaning it up.
你没管我们的事。
Does he not care for us?
你没给主管烦过。
Have you been annoyed with the Lord?
没有，那你很好。有的时候是被管烦了。
Sometimes we get annoyed.
主管事管得太小了。
He cares about the small details.
我们的父母从来没管那么小的事啊。
And even our parents would not care about such small details.
只有主管最小的事啊。
But the Lord, he cares about the smallest details.
我年轻的时候在台湾。
And when I was young in Taiwan.
有两三年主特别接近我。
And there was two or three years when the Lord especially
knew to me. 我特别认真对付和主中间的关系。
And I had such a good relationship with him. I was living upstairs.
我下楼啊,
and when I went downstairs,
我这人脾气很急躁的。
I'm very hasty.
走了那么快，不想走下去，想滚下去了。
I didn't just walk down the stairs, I rolled down the stairs.
真的走到下面，人都不平安了。
But I felt unsettled when I got downstairs.
基督徒信主的人走楼梯这样走法的呀。
Why should, you are a Christian, you believe in the Lord, why did you just walk like that?
我要再走上去。
And so it would walk up again.
重走一遍。
And redo it.
好好走。
Walk nicely.
拿起杯子来。
And when I picked up my cup,
一下放在台子上。
I would slam it down.
里头不平安了。
Then I would feel ill at ease.
你多粗啊。
And how rough you are.
这样放了。
Why would you put a cup down like that?
把杯子拿起来重新放过。
I would do it again.
对着讲话。
When I spoke to people.
话没有错。
My words were right,
灵不对,
but the spirit was wrong.
所以一样的话重讲一遍,
so I have to go say the same thing again.
因为弟兄觉得使用真是有问题啊。
And people thought there's something wrong with Brother Z.
同样的话嘛讲两遍。
He keeps repeating himself.
他们不晓得我头一遍灵不对啊。
But yet they did not know my spirit was not right.
第二遍我灵对了。
The second time.
人家不知道就使用一模一样的话讲两遍。
And they just kept thinking I was repeating myself.
一举一动足都管了。
In every action, the Lord.
撒迦利亚书第十章啊。
Disciplines us in Zechariah chapter 10.
一举一动都奉主的名。
That in every action we move by the name of the Lord.
我们神的儿女一举一动都奉主的名啊。
In every detail.
主真是管理我们了。
And so the Lord truly he governs over us.
主是先知。
He is a prophet.
主是祭司。
He is a priest.
管我们属神的事。
And he governs
over. 把神的话带给我们。
All that is spiritual. He brings.
主是君王。
The word of God.
管理我们最小的事。
And he is that king who governs over every little detail.
当然管大事。
Yes, he governs over the greater details.
也管到最小的事。
And he governs over the smallest details.
一举一动主都管了。
In every act and motion.
我们好好地跟随主，好不好？
And so let us pursue him and follow him.
就在我们日常生活里面跟随主，好不好？
In your daily life, follow the Lord.
十二章讲主的更大的先知君王祭司。
And so we come to chapter 12. He is the greater.
然后主要来到哥哥他。
And then we come to Golgotha.
到马太十七章。
Matthew chapter 17.
是马太福音最高的一章圣经了。
The highest chapter in Matthew.
登山变相。
The Mount of Transfiguration.
把他荣耀的形象。
And his glorious image.
就在国度里面的荣耀形象。
That is in glory in the kingdom.
提前在壁画上写出来了。
He preemptively reveals it upon the Mount of Transfiguration.
为什么要有这个经历？
Why do we need this experience?
为什么十七章要登山变相？
Why do we need the Mount of Transfiguration in chapter 17?
这个父神给神的儿子太大的激励了。
And it is such it was such an encouragement from the Father.
因为从这个山上下来之后。
Because after he descends from this mountain.
一直去耶路撒冷了。
He goes straight on to Jerusalem.
最后一次上耶路撒冷了。
And it's the last time he went.
要上哥哥他山去钉十字架了。
Jerusalem, he is going to Golgotha.
父神给他儿子最大的激励。
And so the father gives his son this great encouragement.
走过的最后艰难的一程。
And this last difficult time.
你要进荣耀了。
You will enter glory.
你要舍弃生命，要得到生命了。
You will lay down your life and gain life.
你要进到最荣耀的光景里去了。
You will be entering the utmost glory.
登山变相了。
And so we have the Mount of Transfiguration.
摩西出现了。
Moses appears.
以利亚出现了。
Elijah appears.
旧约的大人物很多。
Lots of great people in the Old Testament.
为什么摩西、以利亚出现？
Why Moses and Elijah?
摩西代表律法。
Moses is the law.
以利亚代表先知。
Elijah is the prophet.
律法、先知都为主做见证。
And both the law and the prophets, they testify for the Lord.
和主说话。
And they speak with him.
说什么话？
What are they saying?
路加福音说了。
Luke tells us what they said.
谈论主去世的事。
And they are discussing his exit.
在主的荣耀里面谈论十字架。
And within that glory of the Lord, they are discussing the cross.
给神的儿子最大的激励。
And they are encouraging the Son of God.
走过这最后的一程。
It is the last phase.
要进荣耀了。
He is about to enter glory.
要进国度了。
He is about to enter the kingdom.
要进最荣耀的到最荣耀地方去了。
He is about to enter utmost glory.
登山变相。
the Mount of Transfiguration.
彼得、雅各、约翰在那里。
Peter, John, and James, they are there.
摩西、伊利亚在那里。
Moses and Elijah, they are there.
彼得、雅各、约翰代表新约圣徒。
And Peter, John, and James, they are the New Testament.
摩西、伊利亚代表旧约圣徒。
Moses and Elijah, they are the Old Testament.
在主的荣耀里，新旧二约圣徒都出现了。
And so here, all the New Testament, they
come together.
And we together have a portion in this glory.
那一天，摩西讲话。
And that day Moses spoke.
伊利亚讲话。
Elijah spoke.
天上的神也讲话。
And God from heaven spoke.
只有主耶稣自己没有讲话。
Only Jesus does not speak.
在荣耀里面没有声音。
In glory there is no sound.
形容主耶稣的美丽，高扬无声啊！
And when we speak of the beauty of Jesus, he is the Lamb that was
silent. 那时候他在痛苦的时候没有声音啊！
In his suffering, he was silent.
在解毛人的手下无声啊！
He was silent under the hands of the shearers.
主在最荣耀的时候也无声啊！
And even in his utmost glory, he was
silent. 只有主没有讲话。
Only he is silent.
彼得这个人是不会不讲话的。
And Peter cannot help but speak.
彼得说：“我们在这里正好啊。”
And he says, "Isn't it great to be here?"
他要出主意了。
He has opinions.
他是话讲的最快、主意出的最快的人。
He is quick with his suggestions.
我要搭三座棚啊。
I'm going to make three booths.
一座为你啊。
One for you.
一座为摩西啊。
One for Moses.
一座为伊利亚。
And one for Elijah.
他不晓得胡说些什么。
He has no idea what nonsense he's saying.
把摩西、伊利亚跟主同等比了。
How could Moses and Elijah be on the same plane with Jesus?
天上的父神在讲话了。
And then the God of heaven speaks.
这是我的爱。
This is my beloved.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
没有人和主相比的。
There is no one who can compare to him.
这个圣经里面呢，彼得做天然人的代表。
Peter, he is that representative of the natural man in the Bible.
这彼得最倒霉的地方。
And this is where he's shortchanged.
这不是说彼得的个性特别不好。
It's not that he has an especially bad character.
特别拿他来说，天然人的代表。
He just happens to be the representative of the natural man.
所以我们一闭眼睛，彼得的个性都在我眼前了。
And whenever everything about him, I can understand.
讲话又快，出主意又快啊。
Lots of suggestions and opinions and rash to speak.
最到了末了，他对主说。
And so finally,
主说鸡叫一些，你要三次不认我。
And Jesus says, before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times.
我就是为你死也不会不认你的。
And he said, I would die for you before that.
好吧，看吧。
And Jesus says, we'll see.
主说的话不会错的。
Jesus is never wrong.
到第三次叫的时候啊。
And the third time the cock crows.
是啊，第三次不认主的时候。
Was when he denied him.
他想起主的话啊。
He remembered what the Lord said.
出去痛苦啊。
And he went outside to
weep. 我让彼得啊，他家里不敢养鸡的。
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have any chicken in his backyard.
我这话有根据的呀。
I can substantiate this.
马太福音、路加福音都有这句话。
Matthew and Luke.
或早晨，或晚上。
Includes this phrase, whether in the morning
or in the evening,
the Lord will come.
马可福音是彼得写的。
But Peter was the one who wrote Mark.
彼得讲的，马可记的。
Mark wrote it, but he was just a scribe.
彼得加了三个字，叫或鸡叫。
And he includes or when the cock crows.
你们去读马可福音啊。
Go read it, it's there.
或鸡叫，鸡也叫小心啊。
Watch out for that cock crowing.
我大跌倒了。
That was when I failed.
三次否认主啊。
Three times I denied
the Lord. 所以我刚信主的时候很看不起彼得。
Initially, I really looked down on Peter.
但我太不认识自己了。
That was because I had no self-perception.
我是彼得，绝不会到这个地步的。
If I were Peter, I'd never do this.
三次否认主，主不该再要他了。
Three times he denies the Lord. The Lord doesn't want him.
那慢慢认识自己了。
But once I understood myself more.
才知道圣经有大的题目啊。
And it was a great subject in the Bible. When the Lord was there,
门徒们的表现很差很差。
The disciples all behaved badly.
所以法利赛人、罗马兵的他们官府不逼迫门徒的。
And so the Pharisees and the Romans, they looked down on them.
是逼迫主啊。
They only persecuted the Lord, not the disciples.
门徒们他们看不起啊。
They did not even, they,
把主耶稣杀了。
They were nothing in their eyes. And so they killed Jesus.
主耶稣死，他们眼睛都看见了。
And when Jesus died,
主耶稣复活, 他们也就没有看见,
but they did not see the resurrection.
他们就大欢喜了,
and so they rejoiced.
他们就他们大得胜了,
they thought they won.
但圣经各的意思啊,
but yet, just within a turn of a
主复活了,
page, the Lord is risen.
使徒行传开始了,
and it is the time of the end.
圣灵行传来了,
it is the beginning of the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
这些门徒们都改变了,
and all the disciples changed.
这些软弱这么窝囊的门徒啊,
and these weaklings,
都变得大能勇士了,
they became great warriors overnight.
个个能为主死了,
each one would die for the Lord.
没有人再会逃跑了,
there is none that is escaping.
这个法利赛人他们大吃惊了。And
the Pharisees, they were shocked.
一个耶稣变了几十个耶稣，变了几百个耶稣了。This
one Jesus became tens of Jesuses, became hundreds.
变了几万耶稣了。Tens
of thousands.
这是使徒行传。And
this is the book of the Acts.
听说啊。
Get it?
今天主在地上出现了。Today
when Jesus appears,
我们个个的名字都叫耶稣。
Our names are all Jesus.
你的名字啊,
your name.
那是用来做人的做分别就是了。
It's just how we divide ourselves.
都叫耶稣,
differentiate ourselves.
张生宗,
Stephen Chang.
那个叫耶稣张生宗,
should be Jesus Stephen Chang.
他的名字对了。
Then that would be his name.
梁家生叫耶稣梁家生,
Jesus Timothy Liang.
我这话有圣经根据的。
and I have some biblical substantiation for this. And just as the Bible tells us, we are many members. So we are many members, we are one body. As is Christ. And so his name is Christ. And in this mysterious Christ, and that fleshly, the bodily Christ is the head.
教会的树身,
and the church is the body.
每一个圣徒都是枝子,
and every saint is a branch.
我们都在那个大树里面,
we are all within this great tree.
我们一个名字叫基督,
we have one name that is Christ.
那么我们都有写在那名字, 如果生活方便就是了。
And our names today simplify our lives.
基督张生宗, 对了,
we should say Jesus Stephen Chang.
敢不敢回去用这个名字啊?
Stephen, could you do that?
基督梁家生的,对了。
Jesus Timothy Liang.
张生宗这个名字没有意义了。
Stephen Chang, it has no meaning.
在人中间做个分别就是了。
It is a differentiation.
好,主耶稣往前走了。
Jesus continues to progress.
要定十字架了。
He goes forward, he comes to the...
十字架苦难了。
He comes to the sufferings
of the cross. 我们认识太差了。
And we know him so little.
十字架苦难有好几种啊。
There are so many levels of suffering.
我们认识最肤浅的一种。
And we only know
人给主的痛苦。
The most superficial, that is the
那一天法利赛人啊, 那些犹大的犹太人啊,
suffering caused by man.
尽量给主痛苦啊。
And on that day, the Jews, the Pharisees,
用鞭子打他,
they scourged him.
这个鞭子很残忍的刑罚。
And it was very cruel punishment.
几鞭子可以打死一个强壮的人的。
A few whippings could kill the strong
man. 他们叫这个鞭子叫蝎子鞭。
And it is the cat of nine tails.
受到毒啊。
And there was poison in
there. 现在地上新加坡还用这个刑罚。
In Singapore, they still use it.
新加坡只打四遍,
they only, it's only allowed to
四遍, 足够叫个强壮人躺几个月了。
And you're only allowed 4 blows.
第五遍可就打死人了。
The fifth one could kill a person.
主耶稣受鞭刑。
And Jesus was scourged.
为我们换了病的医治的权利。
And that is how we have our healings.
主耶稣穿紫色袍子。
His purple robe.
因为君王的袍子颜色是紫色的。
It is a kingly color.
他们羞辱主。
They were shaming him.
你说你是君王，给你披上紫色袍子。
You said you were king, so we're going to put you in a purple robe.
冠冕是君王戴的。
The crown of.
他们用荆棘做冠冕，戴出头上。
And they made it out of thorns to put on his
head. 用棒子打那个荆棘的冠冕。
And they beat the thorns into his head.
血肉里面去了
and so that it would pierce his brow
满面流血
and so his face was full of blood
满身都流血
his body was bloody
把那血挂起来
and they hung him
当他从比拉多衙门里走到哥哥他山去
and when through Pilate's gate
这个短短的路称为血迹道路
it is the way
血迹道路
the bloodied footprints
一步路一个血迹，一步路一个血印。
And with every footstep, there is a bloody footprint.
今天我们教会多少人走血迹道路
？And in the church, there's so many people who are walking on this
same path. 两千年，教会殉道的人多了。
So many martyrs in the last 2,000 years.
耶稣基督的大爱活在每一个圣徒的里面。
Yet the great love of Christ.
但是这又是一种苦难，我们懂得的。
Dwells within each saint, and this is just a suffering we can't comprehend. The second suffering. The attack of Satan. And this is where the kings have come face to face in battle. No one can lose. If the Son of Man loses, he cannot return to glory. If Satan fails, his kingdom is gone. And this is face-to-face battle of two kings, and so Satan uses all his power. And Jesus stands against him with his weak body of flesh.
我们明白血肉有多软弱吗
We can understand how weak is the fleshly body.
一点的病痛，一点的软弱，可以把我们打倒的
The smallest illness, the smallest pain will bring us down.
撒旦有大力量啊
Satan has great strength.
用最大的力量攻击主
And he uses all his power to attack the Lord.
我们不太懂了
We don't really get it.
第三种的苦难
The third.
神的审判临到了。
It is the judgment of God coming upon him.
从物证开始，十二年的开始。
And it is this beginning.
地大震动了。
It is the earthquake.
幔子上圣殿的幔子裂为两半。
And the veil tears.
坟墓都开了。
The graves are open.
连死人都起来了。
And even the dead rise.
主死的力量啊。
It is the power of that death.
把万有都震动了。
All of creation shakes.
因为神审判啊。
Because of the.
当神审判来到。
Judgment of God.
主耶稣的话语变了。
And then his words change.
主耶稣的态度也变了。
And then Jesus' attitude changes.
在一开始的时候，主很从容啊。
At the beginning, Jesus still has his strength.
当人在他痛苦的时候，主很从容啊。
He was still full of power when.
父啊，赦免他们。
Men would mock him. He says, "Lord, forgive
them." 他们所做的，他们不知道。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
主还为他的母亲安排。后路啊、
He still has energy to make arrangements for his
mother. 看着约翰对他母亲说：“看那你的儿子。”
And he says to his mother,
也对他母亲说：“看那你的儿子。”
Behold your son, when pointing to John, and says to John, "Behold your mother."
在十架之后。
But after,
约翰把玛利亚接到他家里去了。
After the crucifixion,
John took Mary in.
And so at this point, he still has.
到了十二点了。
He still has his strength.
整个天地都变色了。
But come noon, the whole earth changes.
正午的日头又看不见了。
You can, the sun is hidden.
主耶稣看见不是慈爱的父神了。
And Jesus no longer sees that loving father.
是神的审判的可怕了。
He sees the terror of God's judgment.
神的无情审判临到了。
That merciless judgment has come.
神对人类所有的愤怒。都发泄了。
The wrath of God to man is poured out.
都要他儿子来承受。
And his son has to bear this.
这苦难我们懂不懂
？Do we understand this pain?
我们很难懂得了。
Very difficult.
主耶稣死了。
Jesus dies.
下到阴间。
He descends into
Hades. 大征战开始了。
And then there is a greater battle.
要打败撒旦的最后的权势。
And he has to defeat the last Satan.
胜过阴府的黑暗权势。
He has to overcome the powers of darkness.
自有人类以来。
And ever since the beginning of man.
阴府只为做关锁人。
Hades was used to lock up men.
从来没放过一个人。
Never has anyone escaped.
主是第一个人从阴府出来了。
He is the first.
那才是主大得胜了。
And that is his great victory.
大卫有四篇的诗啊，就说到阴府的征战。
And David has four psalms speaking of
了不起的先知啊。
The battle in Hades.
基督的灵借大卫的口来说他的苦难。
And through the mouth of David, the Spirit of Christ prophesies this. And tomorrow, we shall break bread. We need to remember his suffering. But we understand so little of it.
那样深那样重远超我们所明白的。
The depth and the power of the suffering is beyond what we can comprehend.
主的苦难太大了。
It is too great.
承受撒旦的攻击。
To withstand the attack of Satan. To withstand the judgment of the Father.
最后打败应付权势。
To overcome Hades.
这才复活了。
And then he resurrects.
主复活有多大的得胜。
And what a great victory is his resurrection.
全得胜，大得胜。
A full and complete.
你数得过来的仇敌主都打败了。
Victory. Every enemy you can count has been defeated.
主成为我们伟大的救主。
He has become our great savior.
我们讲拿撒勒人也说。
And so Jesus of Nazareth.
主最后。
Ultimately,
主在去哥哥他的路上
on the way to Golgotha,
就看见个无花果树
he sees this fig tree.
那是代表以色列人
that is the people of Israel.
主要找果子吃
he is trying to find fruit
upon it. 这个树只有叶子没有果子
lot of leaves but no fruit.
主就咒住那个树
and so he curses the tree.
从此以后再没有人吃你的果子了
from Here on out, no one shall ever partake of your fruit.
主说完这句话，那么大的树一下枯干了。
After he finishes saying this, such a great tree withers right away.
门徒们都不懂。
And the disciples don't get it.
又问主这个树怎么枯干了呢
？They said, "What happened to the tree?"
那就说到以色列人的命运。
This is the destiny of Israel.
以色列两千年当中没有一个民族像以色列人那样受苦的。
In these 2,000 years, there is no other nation that has suffered as
Israel nation. 因为他们杀掉弥赛亚。
They killed the Messiah.
这不是件轻可的事啊。
This is not a small matter.
神的审判一定领导的。
The judgment of God.
没有一个民族像以色列受苦的。
No one has suffered as the Israelites. But we come to Mark.
又记那个无花果树。
It speaks of the fig tree once again.
主说，当无花果树重新发芽长叶的时候。
He says, when that fig tree sprouts again.
人子就在门口了。
You know the Son of Man is at the
door. 我们知道这个无花果树已经发芽长叶了。
We know that this fig tree is.
这是以色列复活来说的。
This is talking about the rise of the Israel nation.
这个联合国，他们通过以色列人复活。
And when the United Nations approve Israel,
五个强国
the statehood.
这五个强国从来没正联合的。
And there were five strong nations. Never have they agreed.
美国、英国通过的是。
America and the UK.
俄国、中国一定投否决票。
If they agree and they approve something, Russia and
China. 俄国、中国要通过的是美国也投否决票。
Are going to disagree and vice versa.
从来没一次联合国最不联合的国家了。
Never have they agreed.
只有通过以色列的复活。
Yet when they agreed upon the statehood of Israel,
五个国家一致通过了。
In one vote, they agreed upon it.
通过之后，俄国、中国反悔了。
But after they agreed upon it, Russia and China
反悔也没有用了，已经通过了。
They regretted it.
神
掌权在人的国中。
God reigns among men.
神爱掌最后权柄了。
And he has the ultimate authority.
神定规以色列复活。
And he has determined this.
俄国中国两个实代表那个一刻都糊涂了，投赞成票了。
Don't know what happened with Russia and China at that moment, but they agreed.
他们的记录很快就后悔了。
They regretted right away.
后悔没有用了，已经通过了。
But it's already passed.
以色列重新发芽长叶了。
And so when Israel, when it's sprouts,
我常常讲主来快了。
You know the day of the Lord is near.
我讲这话一点没有吓唬人啊。
I'm not trying to scare you.
根据预言来讲的
，It is according to the prophecy.
圣经预言都应验了
，The prophecies are fulfilled.
剩下一点点
，Except for a few.
要应验，先从欧洲应验的。
It will start, fulfillment will start from.
等我们知道的时候，快来就。
And the day of the Lord is near.
主要来了。
The day of the Lord is near.
根据圣经预言，主来真是快了。
And according to the Bible, biblically speaking, it is near.
圣经预言都应验了。
Because most of the prophecies have been fulfilled.
我们就应该等候主来。
And we wait for the coming of the Lord.
没有一代的人像我们这样接近的人。
There is no generation that is as close
to this generation. 我还盼望看见主来了。
I hope to see it myself.
你们都要看见主来了。
You will see it.
认真追求主啊
！So pursue the Lord diligently.
认真侍奉啊
！Serve Him diligently.
所有不逃出喜悦都要对付啊
！And all that is not of the Lord, deal with it.
好好走主的道路啊
！Walk on His way well.
拿撒勒的耶稣
，Jesus of Nazareth.
最后得着了保罗。
Finally, he gains Paul.
福音突破了犹太人的狭窄的国家观念了。
And the gospel breaks through this very narrow understanding of the Jews.
把福音带下万国万邦啊
And Paul brings the gospel to the nations.
我真是越读保罗的书信越佩服保罗
The more I read the Pauline epistles, the more respect I have for him.
啊、
What a great man.
主耶稣得着了保罗
Jesus, he gains.
保罗这个人是个非常坏的人呢、啊
Paul was a terrible person.
我们今天保罗，保罗是甜美的名字啊。
For us, it is a sweet name.
保罗是很坏的人啊。
But he was an awful person.
逼迫基督徒。
He persecuted Christians.
别人逼迫基督徒们就在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
他是个做事彻底的人。
But he was very thorough in his ways.
他听说大马士很多人信主了。
He heard that in Damascus many were Christians.
他就领了文书。
And so he took his.
那么威风去大马士革捉拿基督徒。
He went with his authority into Damascus.
他要捉拿基督徒，无论男女都下监。
And he would arrest both men and women.
用残忍的刑罚逼他们否认主。
And with every cruel punishment, caused them to deny the Lord.
会不会、啊？圣经里记，逼迫信奉这道的人。
And he was persecuting those who believed in the way.
这个道英文翻作 way。
Those who believed in the way.
不是信道理的道，是信道路的道。
Not those who believed in a doctrine.
光信了道理不会受逼迫的。
The doctrine is not going to be persecuted.
走主道路的人要受逼迫的。
But those who walk in the way of the Lord, you will be persecuted. 我们现在走主
道路的人。
We are those who walk in that way.
逼迫走主道路的人。
And Paul is persecuting them.
主显现了。
And the Lord appears.
大马士的路上，主显现了。
And upon the way of Damascus,
主逮捕了保罗。
And he arrests Paul.
日头都不见了，正午的日头都不见了。
And the sun at high noon disappears.
比宇宙还大的人呢。
There is someone that is greater than this universe.
对保罗说话了。
And he speaks to Paul.
扫罗，扫罗。为什么逼迫我
？Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
扫罗心里真要喊起来了。
And Saul would cry out.
我不可能逼迫你的。
How is it possible that I'm persecuting you?
你比宇宙还大。
You are greater than the universe.
你一显现，正午的日光都不见了。
Even the The light of the sun is covered.
我怎么可能逼迫你呢?
How is it that I persecute you?
主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
使徒行二十二章保罗所见证。
In Paul's testimony in Acts 22,
保罗乃是为大马士的异象所见证。
And he is testifying of this vision on the road to Damascus.
那撒勒人耶稣。
It is Jesus of Nazareth.
我就是你所逼迫的那撒勒人耶稣。
I am Jesus of Nazareth.Whom you are persecuting.
保罗看这个大光了。
And Paul saw this great light.
我逼迫这个很小的基督徒啊。
I was persecuting these small Christians.
每一个人都代表主啊。
But yet each one represented the Lord.
我逼迫那么多的男男女女的基督徒啊。
And I was persecuting so many men and women.
就是逼迫主啊。
And that was persecuting the Lord.
保罗看见教会是基督身体的异象啊。
And he saw the vision of the body of Christ.
为什么逼迫我？
Why are you persecuting me?
保罗也吓了。
And Paul was blinded.
人把他领到大马士路上，大马士去。
And people led him into Damascus.
你做的事有人来告诉你。
And someone will come tell you what to do.
主不打发彼得去。
Paul, Jesus did not send Peter.
不打发约翰去。
He did not send John.
打发约拿亚拿尼亚去。
He sent Ananias.
亚拿尼亚的名字嘛，只有这么出来一次，有没有再用过。
His name is only mentioned once in the Bible.
那是个。太没有名的小弟兄了。
He has no fame at all, a very small brother.
亚拿尼亚也真是害怕。
And he was afraid.
对主说，主啊，我听说这个人嘛，到处逼迫基督徒啊。
And he says, the Lord, I hear this person is persecuting Christians.
那我去嘛，这个送上去，送上门去吧，被他抓去吧。
Am I not being led to my death here?
主说，你不要怕。
But the Lord says, do not be afraid.
他是我所用的器皿。
He is my vessel.
亚拿尼亚去了。
And so Ananias goes.
保罗看见那个大异象啊。
Paul had seen this great vision.
眼睛瞎了。
His eyes had been blinded.
什么也看不见了。
Couldn't see a thing.
他里面充满着一件事。
And in his
荣耀主的显现啊。
And the vision, the peering
比宇宙还大的人呢。
Of the glorious Lord
当主显现呢。
Is all he can see.
正午的日头都不见了。
Even the light of the sun.
这么伟大的人。
Cannot compare such a great person.
这个充满在保罗里面。
And Paul's vision is filled with this.
听见主的声音。
And he has heard the voice of the Lord.
到了第三天一个人来了。
And on the third day somebody comes.
亚拿尼亚来了。
It is Ananias.
那是那么看不起眼的小人物、啊、
And it was someone that was so small.
那么小的一个人来了。
This very small man.
一只手按在他头上。
And lays his head upon him.
那么软弱的一只手啊。
And it was such a weak hand.
兄弟扫罗。
Brother Saul.
这么软弱的手。
What a weak hand.
声音也软弱。
What a weak voice.
和主耶稣讲话真不一样的。
Completely different than the voice of Jesus.
那正是一个软弱人的声音啊。
It is the voice of a weak man.
但是。
Yet.
亚拿尼亚所传过来的生命。
The life that Ananias passed through.
就是主的生命。
It is the life of the Lord.
亚拿尼亚传过来的能力。
The power in Ananias.
就是一个宇宙大人的能力。
It is that great power of the universe.
亚拿尼亚传过来的爱。
The love from Ananias.
就是那个日头都看不见的大人的爱。
It is that great love that blotted out the sun.
兄弟扫罗。
Brother Saul.
真是代表主来了。
And this is the coming of the
Lord. 他来了。
He came to represent the Lord.
就是主来了。
And that is the coming of the Lord.
大家明白吧？
Do you get it?
保罗看见一个大的异象。
Paul saw this great vision.
他传教会是基督的身体。
And he preaches that the church is the body of Christ.
我们都是主的肢体。
We were all his members.
主耶稣这个伟大的人。
Jesus is a great being.
最后得着了保罗。
And ultimately he gains Paul.
主做的每一件事。
Everything he does.
都叫保罗看见身体的异象。
For Paul is to cause him to see the vision of the body.
这成了保罗一生的指示。
And it becomes Paul's ministry.
保罗起来了。
Paul.
把福音打开门了。
Is raised up and he opens the doors.
传到全天下。
Of the gospel to all the
nations. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
耶稣 拿撒勒人耶稣
Jesus of Nazareth
他是最大的君王
He is the great king
他人就在我们中间
And he is among us
他从圣灵里回来了
He has returned in the spirit
圣灵是谁
Who is the spirit
圣灵就是主
He is the Lord
圣灵是复活基督
He is the risen Lord
四福音停在主复活
And the four Gospels end with the resurrection.
使徒行传是圣灵。
And when in the Acts of the Apostles,
圣灵就是主。
When it speaks of the Spirit, it is the Lord.
复活的基督。
It is the risen Christ.
打破了一切限制。
And he has broken through all
无所不在
hindrance.
圣灵就是主。
And he is everywhere, he is the Lord.
他完全改了一个形象来了。
He has changed his...
像空气充满海洋、充满大地一样的。
Being, and he is...
圣灵无所不在。
Like the air that fills all things.
被圣灵充满。
Being filled with the Spirit.
就是被主充满。
Is to be filled with the Lord.
圣灵来了。
And the Spirit has come.
我听见多多少少弟兄是被圣灵充满了。
And I've heard of so many people being filled by the Spirit.
被圣灵充满了。
And once they're filled by the Spirit,
大家都喊感谢主。
Everyone says thanks.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我倒没听见有人说赞美圣灵的。
No one yet has said praise the Spirit.
你们听见我没有？没有。圣灵来，为着荣耀我。
The Spirit has come to glorify me.
圣灵不荣耀自己。
It does not glorify itself.
圣灵只荣耀主。
The Spirit glorifies the Lord.
圣灵就是主。
He is the Lord.
拿撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus of Nazareth.
他胜过了一切。
And he has overcome all things.
他经过死而复活。
And through death to resurrection.
他升到高天。
And he has risen to
the heavens. 进入荣耀。
He has entered into glory.
承受圣灵无限量。
And he has received the Spirit without measure.
降下圣灵。
And the Spirit has descended.
今天主已经回来了。
And today the Lord has returned.
我们，所以我们聚会。
And so we meet.
我们追求。
And we pursue him.
我们都跟随拿撒勒人耶稣的道路。
And we follow the way of Jesus of Nazareth.
我们再唱首诗歌。
Let us sing again.